Chapter 15. Margaret Mitchell. Margaret Mitchell was as proud of her long-established Atlanta family as she was of writing Gone with the Wind. In 1941, she wrote, "I know a few other Atlanta people who can claim that their families have been associated as long and intimately and sometimes prominently with the birth and growth and history of this city." Indeed, her father was president of the Atlanta Historical Society, and Margaret was steeped in local history from a very young age. Mitchell was 19 and attending Smith College when her mother died of influenza. She left college and returned home to keep house for her brother and her invalid father. After a brief, unsuccessful marriage, she went to work as a feature writer for the Atlanta Journal newspaper. In 1925, Mitchell married Robert Marsh, who was forced to resign his job a year later due to poor health. Margaret continued to work at the newspaper and also began writing short stories. Unfortunately, publishers weren't interested, and the stories were eventually destroyed. Discouraged, she turned to composing Gone with the Wind for her own amusement, and most of it was completed by 1929. In 1935, she showed this still unfinished novel to a publisher, and it was immediately accepted. She then spent months checking the story's historical accuracy and rewriting the book. From the day it was published, June 30, 1936, it was a bestseller. Gone with the Wind is the preeminent Civil War and Reconstruction novel. It tells the story of the rise and fall of the Southern planter class through the fictional history of several families. Against the background of chaos, Mitchell tells the story of one woman's survival in a time of historical turmoil. Scarlett O'Hara, a giddy belle in her youth, overcomes the deprivations of war and its aftermath to achieve wealth and power as an entrepreneur in the New South. Finally, Mitchell interweaves these themes with the more personal ones of unrequited love. Scarlett's for the dreamy aristocrat Ashley Wilkes, and Rhett Butler's for Scarlett. The response to the novel was tremendous, not only in the South, but throughout the country. Mitchell was awarded the Pulitzer Prize in 1937, and the book has replaced Uncle Tom's Cabin as America's all-time best-selling novel. The movie version of this grand, sweeping work was released in 1939 and won several Academy Awards. Clark Gable's Rhett Butler and Vivian Leigh's Scarlett O'Hara remain one of the most identifiable pairs in movie history. In Japan, the Takarazuka Review presented a version of Gone with the Wind as part of their 80th anniversary season. From the day it was published until Mitchell died 13 years later, the book dominated her life. After that, she wrote no more fiction and rarely appeared in public, although she did attend the Atlanta premiere of the film Gone with the Wind in December 1939. Accident-prone her whole life, Mitchell was struck by a speeding taxicab on August 11, 1949, while crossing Atlanta's Peachtree Street, and died 5 days later. A climactic scene of her book is the burning of Atlanta during the Civil War. Ironically, Mitchell's own house was destroyed by fire early in 1996.